Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
The first thing we're going to do is we're going to close that border tight as a drum, and we're going to let people
Former
come in.
Former President Trump over the weekend in Las Vegas with a rally. All the primary votes have been cast. A new poll is showing that if the election were held today, both President Biden and former President Trump would be in a neck-and-neck race. WOKV's Kirsten Garris begins our live team coverage of You Decide 2024 from Washington. Just how close?
Rich, we're talking about very, very close. In a poll released just yesterday by CBS News and YouGov, it shows 49% of voters across the country would likely support current President Joe Biden at this point in the election, and then 50% would vote for former President Donald Trump. So very, very close. But when voters from battleground states were asked this question, 50% said they would likely vote for Biden, 49% said they would likely vote for Trump. So again, the numbers are basically dead even. This poll was also conducted from June 5th to June 7th, so that's just a few days after a Manhattan jury convicted Trump of falsifying business records in an effort to influence the 2016 election. Now, when it comes to Trump's guilty verdict, 71% of voters who said they were likely to support Trump this fall anyway, and they said that the case was not a factor in determining their vote of the former president. Looking at this poll further, it found that 80% of Republicans also believe that Trump was charged because of directions from Biden or his administration. Now, we want to make it very clear to listeners that there is no evidence that the president or administration officials tried to target the former president. This was, again, a case based in New York City, driven by New York City prosecutors and officials.
Are there certain layers and I guess demographics that both Biden and Trump need to look at, and their campaigns need to do a better job reaching out to between now and Election Day?
There definitely are, and I think those close neck-and-neck numbers kind of speak to where the vulnerabilities are within each candidate. So looking at the Biden-Harris team, they are polling much better than Trump among Black voters right now. President Biden was able to pick up support from about 81% of the Black voters who were responded to this poll, compared to 18% who said they would vote for Trump. Now, the Biden campaign has talked about really trying to make a summer-long effort of engaging with Black student organizations, community groups, faith centers. You saw President Biden gave the commencement address at Morehouse College down in Atlanta. That's an HBCU just this past May. Now, when it comes to women, another big voting block, 41% of the women polled in this poll said they are planning to back Biden this fall, while 45% say they're planning to vote for Trump. So still pretty close. Now, when it came to older voters, voters who are 65 and older, Trump actually leads in this category ahead of Biden, 58% to 41%. So we see older voters who may be leaning toward the former president. Now, we'll get a chance to see these two candidates kind of go head-to-head in person with the first 2024 presidential debate scheduled for later on this month. June 27th, it'll be hosted by CNN. So this will be the first time we will see these two men go head-to-head, as they are both the presumptive nominees for their parties. Obviously, next month, Trump will be officially nominated at the Republican National Committee in July, and then following that is in August. That is when President Biden will be officially nominated by the Democratic National Convention.
Wow, just over 2 weeks away from the first debate. WOKV's Kirsten Garris, part of our live team coverage in Washington. Kirsten, thanks.